Hi, it's Coast 93.1, The Blake Show with Kelly and Todd. Oh, accidental text. When you get a text from someone and that text was not intended for you, sometimes it's just funny or whatever. Sometimes it's awkward.
Yeah, like I sent you my grocery list one time, remember?
Oh, yeah. I was like, what?
It's like, oh, whoops, sorry.
Do you want me to stop somewhere? Weird.
Like, no.
Well, this was a friend's dad who sent a text meant for his girlfriend to a family group thread.
Oh, God. Okay.
Okay, so the friend's dad is in his 70s. And here's the text. I've got the text right here.
Okay.
Okay. It says, so this is from dad in his 70s to his girlfriend. Few folks are out on a beautiful ride, along with a few motorcycles. Surprise. If you can, enjoy some of Mother Nature today. Heart. Thank you for all the wonderful time together. Don't know which was sweeter.
Oh, no.
The syrup or the shower.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
My vote is our lathering up together, baby. Heart emoji, kiss emoji. Love you, baby. Heart, heart,
no.
Kiss, kiss.
No.
Don't work too hard this afternoon. Heart, heart, kiss, kiss.
Have the heebie-jeebies.
Oh, it could have been way worse, though.
I was thinking you were going to do like a splash emoji or something. Oh. I'm like, don't say it.
No, it's actually kind of sweet. Like, you know, like
yeah, as long
the
as
shower
it's not your dad.
And lathering up. I didn't need to know that, Dad. You know?
Oh, God.
Yeah, but my friend was like, oh, my God, you got to see this.
Oh.
You got to see this. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
The syrup? Like, right, what are they playing with? Like, chocolate syrup?
No, but that's not how I interpreted it at all.
What syrup are we talking about?
That they had pancakes.
No.
And then showered together.
I don't know.
Maybe I'm in my 70s. That was how I interpreted it.
Oh, really? I thought that they were like putting like, you know.
No, like bathing in chocolate syrup?
No, they're like doing the thing and then showered after. Like chocolate sauce.
Oh.
What's that syrup called in the black? Boop, 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 boop.
Yeah, like Hershey's chocolate syrup.
Yeah, the boop, 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 boop.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Hershey's like, and then. Oh
that
we get
sounds
a,
messy.
That's disgusting.
You know me, I don't like sticky.
No.
That's, you know, I don't care. I know,
because that one time I tried to douse you with Hershey syrup, you were like, nope.
Right. Not without wet wipes nearby.
No. Well, hence the shower.
Right.
Oh, gross. So gross.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
79 Coast, call or text us. What was the message you got? Oh, someone said, yeah, I've definitely been sexted before.
Oh, by a wrong person.
Not meant for me.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I don't think.
Can you unsend a message now?
Yeah, but
on,
I think.
On iMessage, I think you can.
You can, but you have a very short time period.
Right.
And I think it notifies you that, like, someone unsent it.
Oh, right.
Which, that right there makes me want to be like, what'd you send me?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, so I've never had to unsend a message or email yet.
I've seen that, and then all you do is speculate on what the message is.
Yeah. Like, were you mad at me? Did you send me something you weren't supposed to?
Right. Did you think about what you said?
Yeah.
And then unsend it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's shady.
79 Coast, who'd you get an awkward, not meant for you text from?
Oh, man.
79 Coast, 792-6278. You can call or text us. We do have this thread on our Facebook page, too. I told you about the time when I first moved here, and I texted a friend of mine who had changed his number, it turned out.
No.
And then the woman sent me a selfie of her and was like, want to hang out? And I was like, what?
Oh, gross.
No,
what? Look, even me, I'm like, ew, no, a girl.
It wasn't like a sexy photo. It was almost like a pose, like hand under the chin, like, hey.
Oh.
Yeah. Hmm. I want to say her name was like Lila or something. But,
oh, my
but
goodness.
She, yeah. So it was a friend of mine who I had known from Maine.
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking through my phone to see who do I know who lives in Maine when I first moved here.
Yeah.
And I texted who I thought was Tony, mm-hmm. and I was like, hey, it's Blake. You know, I'm looking at this job in Maine.
Yep.
You still live in Maine.
And here's a shirtless selfie of me.
No, no. No, it wasn't that.
Oh, okay.
It was Oh, we're getting a couple good texts. Sorry, I got distracted. Oh, we're getting some good ones.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, 79 Coast, if you want to text us, especially if you want to feel free to forward the message that you get. It wasn't intended for you. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So I sent it to Tony, I thought, and then I kept getting back from Tony, not sure, who is this? Oh, I don't really remember, you know, send me a picture. So I sent a photo of myself.
Oh, okay.
And the person on the other end, who I still thought was Tony, was like, oh, you look great. And I was like, okay, oh, thanks. And then eventually I go, blah, 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 blah. We go back and forth. Are you going to like Maine? Okay. And eventually I said, is this Tony? And I get a text back with a photo of this woman with pink lipstick who goes, nope, it's Lila. And I was like, what? Like, you just carried on this conversation like you know me, and you don't know me.
Meet me at the bar for happy hour. You didn't know anybody.
Yeah.
Well, now you do. You know Lila.
That's right.
Wow.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, okay.
So, I like her style.
Yeah.
I like that she kept it going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Someone texted, my wife got a text from her dad that was meant for his girlfriend. Awkward.
Okay.
Especially because dad was still married.
No.
Ooh. Ooh, that's awkward. Now you're like involved. You can't uninvolve yourself from that.
No.
Right?
Oh, man. That just opened up. Wow. It just blew up your life.
Yep.
Your whole life's blown up.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that stinks.
My husband meant to text me an eggplant emoji and a peach emoji, but accidentally sent it to his grandma.
Ew! Luckily for you, grandma has no idea what the eggplant and peach is.
She did ask what that meant, and then also asked him the next day, but by the way, what...
I was hungry.
Yeah.
Love my fruits and vegetables.
Yeah. All my friends found out I was pregnant before the rest of my family because I accidentally texted the wrong thread. Yeah.
Well.
Someone texted, apparently my phone number used to belong to an escort, and I would get tons of hookup requests and pricing inquiries.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's kind of funny.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Huh.
Our dog trainer texted sexy pictures of herself to my husband.
Oh, my God.
And said it was an accident. Fast forward, it was not an accident.
Stop. How did you find out? I have so many questions.
Oh, I bet there's, yeah. Yeah, obviously, we'll keep that one anonymous.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
She claimed the pictures were meant for her husband. Turns out they were not. They were meant for my husband. Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. My cousin's husband thought he was texting his girlfriend, and it was actually another member of the family. Yeah.
So a husband and a girlfriend. All these cheaters.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, good. Get caught.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
Yep.
Cheaters never win.
Nope. Nope, especially if you're not good with technology. You know, if you're gonna go cheating, you got to at least figure out how to text.
Yeah, snail mail. If not,
yep,
yep. Stick to that.
Yeah. Wow, a lot of these are coming through. My sister-in-law sent me a picture that was meant for her fiance.
Uh oh.
It was a naked one.
Oh, gross.
Mm-hmm.
Naked sibling picture could be the grossest thing ever.
Uh-huh. My husband and I were in a group text with my mother because she was watching our kids. On the way back from picking our kids up, we stopped in a grocery store so he could use the bathroom. And he texted both of us instead of just me. Sorry, honey, it's going to be a minute. I am destroying the bathroom in here.